So before I read the super chats, let me just give y'all my quick thoughts. First of all, first and foremost, I don't understand how y'all so tired. That confuses me. It really confuses me. Y'all got life issues. I want to hit on two issues before we get started with the show in my morning little morning monologue. But y'all got some life issues that y'all really got a problem with. Y'all not focused. Y'all have not focused on taking care of your business when it comes to y'all calendar. Y'all not up to date on y'all finances. Everything is. You get done the things that's important to you. I bet you don't forget to eat every day. I bet y'all don't forget to go to sleep every day. I bet you don't forget to have sex every day. And so y'all get done the things that's important to y'all. And so I don't understand how y'all not successful. Why y'all so busy being tired? How you missing? Let me tell you something, bro. You see this computer back there? For those of y'all that's new, that's my work computer right there. That's my work computer. I block off time to be able to do the Millionaire Morning Show so people can't book me for meetings and stuff like that. And I run a web development company. And I run a property development company. I mean, actually building houses. And I got a real estate company that I actually rent out and lease the properties to different people. And I'm closing on a property this weekend. I just got the text message. It literally says, I'll read it to you. I don't want to show you the number. It says, hey, Anton, spoke with the seller. He said he would like to move forward with your cash offer. Please send me over an email. I will send you a letter from the city. And if you would like to move forward, I will get an offer over to you shortly. I'll show it to you. Literally just came in today. I'm going to block the text message. See that? Sent the email to her. I don't know if you can see that. That's real life, okay? So no matter if I'm going out of town or if I'm right here in the city, no matter what's going on, the one thing that you can't say about me is that I don't miss. I never miss. I'm not sitting up here lethargic and tired. I got 8 hours of sleep. I'm very well prepared. I make sure that I'm proactive and taking care of my business. I got things on top of things taken care of. Everybody is moving. Everybody is on. And you know why? Because I can't afford to miss. It's people that depend on me for their paychecks. It's people that depend on me in order for me to make sure that their rent is paid. It's people that's dependent on me in order to ensure that things is taken care of. So what I don't understand, is because people think I got an extra 24 hours a day or something like that. And that's not true. How are y'all missing and y'all tired at the same time? And if you overly rested, how are you not more productive? The reason that I make sure that I don't miss is not just so I can add value into y'all life for the morning show or all of the live streams, because the one thing that you can count on beyond a doubt is that I'm going to be here with you in the morning. I have not missed in years. And anytime that I even can't live stream, I always do a pre-record and do a live. I think last year I did one or two pre-records, but we didn't miss at all. We didn't miss at all. Not even a little bit. Say, Anton, do you get stressed? No, I solution. I'm not stressed. There's no point in being stressed. Why live it twice? Why live it in the past? Why look forward into it in the future? I deal with it according to whatever is in front of me. And so I got problems. I got things that's going on. I got issues like everybody else that I'm trying to solve for, right? But the one thing is for sure, and two things is for certain, is that I'm not going to miss. And I have to do this because I need to remove the excuses. That's another reason why I'm so consistent. It's been people and content creators over the years that predicted that I would burn out or I would start missing. I can't keep up the pace. And I was just laughing at them like, y'all must not know where I come from. I see people on the internet every single day complaining. I work at a warehouse. I work at Amazon. So what? We all had work. We all had to start somewhere. We always grinding. I was working in a steel mill, and that's 10 times harder than what was going on at Amazon, because we had to get in them dark pits, and we was smelling like trash, and we was working 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we was scraping out that steel voluntarily because we wanted the overtime, because we wanted to fund our dreams. I'm so tired of these people acting like little girls. I'm so tired of everybody whining and complaining with no results. Listen, if you're going to whine and complain, at the very least, get something out of it. Don't whine and still be broke. Don't whine and still be complaining. People don't even want to be around people that whine. At least get rich as a result of it. You know what I'm saying? And so we going to cook up every single day. I improve the show. I do little small things that you guys are not even familiar with. We invest in our assets. And over time, we've built this thing to literally be a steamrolling monster. We fly to y'all cities. We meet out with y'all. We over deliver on the things that we need to show you in order for you to be successful. The only thing that y'all got to do is implement. Be consistent and implement. Be consistent and implement. And let me give you another tip. When you start getting money, because you're going to get some money, everybody get an opportunity to really get to it. Everybody get an opportunity to get to it. When you get that money, when you get that lump sum, don't go out and buy that car like an idiot. When you get that lump sum of money, don't go out there and take a vacation. I'm not saying that you can't create a milestone for yourself or reward yourself, but the reward has to be commensurate with where it is that you're trying to go. And so when you finally get that money, you leverage it. You know who paying for this property that I'm about to buy? Literally, you know who paying for this property? Teej Hanley. Teej is paying for this. We don't take the Teej money. We don't take the sponsorship money and then go out there and just blow it and have a good time. We leverage the sponsorship money to go out there and buy more property that then go out and work for us, because we need our money working regularly in order for us to be able to live the lifestyle. Well, listen, every dime that we earn is principal. Principal is never spent. The only thing that we spend is the interest, because we the bank. It ain't magic. Ain't nobody get here because it's some crazy thing or whatever. It ain't no. Listen, when you find a lawsuit money that they keep saying that somewhere I got, that my brothers didn't get, that my mother didn't get or something, somehow I'm the only person that got the lawsuit money. When y'all find it, you let me know, because every time that there's something filed in court, you can always go and look it up. You can't even file a divorce without somebody being able to look it up. When you find the divorce documents that's filed for me, when you find the lawsuit money that's filed for me, Cassie and Diddy couldn't hide it, so how can I? When my mama got it, let her know, because she keep asking me, hey, Anton, I keep hearing about this lawsuit money you got. Where is it at? Listen, it all came out the mud. Every single thing that you get in this lifetime, unless you win the lottery and you still not even prepared for what it is, you know, in order to be able to manage that lifestyle, everything we get is out the mud, and we grow it. One asset at a time, $1 at a time, one piece of effort at a time. We dedicate ourselves and we never, ever miss. We never, ever miss. Not one day. Never, ever. I woke up this morning. Rita called me first thing in the morning. I said, where you going? You already on the road? She said, yeah, I got to go to the post office and I got to go to the dealership. And then I got to go meet with the contractors and all of that. People think my chick just be sitting at the crib living a lifestyle and shopping. No, she earns her keep and she generates more than what she spends. And so she has a vested interest in us being successful. And so she works for me in order to continue to add value to what we doing. She grinding. She hustling. She going to get it. She not taking those days off. When she get to fly out and take care of her business, you know what she do? She makes sure she bring all of her computers with her. She bring her laptop with her. She bring her iPad with her. And she taking care of business on a plane and all of that. The reason why she can afford to do the thing that she doing and live the lifestyle that she lives is because she has the same work ethic that was then handed down from me to her. And my daughter is the same way. My daughter never misses. Never miss a Taekwondo competition. Never miss a practice. Never miss an opportunity to sit up under us on a weekend in order to learn what it is that we teaching her from a development perspective. And it's a mindset. Success. Before you ever implement anything, I can give you every single tool that you need in order to be successful. I literally lay it out inside of the Patreon. every single time I drop. We do stock clubs. I do regular videos for y'all. Occasionally, we do mastermind sessions. We meet up with you in person. We drop. Listen, it's probably close to 100 videos inside of the Patreon that you can tap into and go through on a regular basis. And we give you the blueprint to what success is. We show you the receipts. I show you what I make on my job. So it ain't even no question as to where it is that I'm getting the money. I show you what it is that I'm generating inside of my bank accounts. I show you my businesses. I show you my 1099s. I show you everything. I give you the life hacks on how you need to do it. All you got to do is be consistent and implement it. And you telling me that you too lazy to actually implement it? The only thing you got to do is do it. And this is why I always create a barrier to entry. Last night, I was having a conversation with somebody on the panel and I said, I'm not coaching y'all. I'm not about to have that conversation with you. You coming to me like I owe you some money, like I'm doing you a favor in order for me to coach you. Like my time ain't worth crazy money. That's why you got to create a barrier to entry. This is why everybody has to suffer. This is why you got to go through it, because you never appreciate it unless you actually go through it. Unless you got to earn it. The minute that you start giving your sons, daughters is different. The minute that you give your son a car, I know it's a lot of y'all that's going to dispute this and you're going to say, oh man, get the fuck out of here then, Wit H. Nobody care nothing about what you talking about, fam. We about that bag. We about that money. We about that motivation. The reason that I come to you in the morning with this type of energy and the reason that I got this type of energy every single day is because I want to get to you before the world start to beat you up. The world is going to kick your butt. My goal is to entertain you, give you the energy that you need in order to be successful, and hopefully that power you through your day before you start running into these demons and these devils all the time so that you got the tools that you need in order to combat it. Ain't nobody chasing you. What you think, it's a shortage of people that's rocking with me? I just showed people the Patreon numbers. I got the biggest Patreon in the world. Ain't nobody messing with me. It's a reason why people tap in with me. It's a reason. Ain't nobody chasing y'all. You can't even get a call with me within 2 months. I got 7,281 members right now. Literally, just open it up. It's a reason why people rocking out, because I make people millionaires. I make people millionaires in real life. How many times have y'all seen a testimony of people coming on this platform and saying, Anton, I appreciate you for doubling and tripling my income? It happens all day long. All day long. Ain't nobody sitting here playing no games with y'all. It's time to get that money. We almost at the middle of the year. It's almost June. In 2024, I set a challenge for y'all a year ago and said that I want y'all to hit $250,000 this year. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do it. Now, the question should be, but it's not. The question should be, how much are you keeping? How much are you keeping? Nobody here to just entertain you. We trying to put the medicine inside of the candy so that you actually get something from it. This ain't church. This ain't your regular black church where you go there and they hum and ha all day long and you don't actually get nothing from it for you to be able to implement in your regular everyday life. We actually giving you real life things that you can implement in your real life while entertaining you at the same time. Hopefully you get some value out of it. Hopefully you fix your relationship. Hopefully you get rich. Hopefully you get another job. Hopefully you can become more successful. Hopefully you can divest yourself from people that ain't adding value into your life. But you always running from the thing that's best for you. You know why? Because you a loser. And losers lose and winners win. That's just the facts. When you see people perpetually being victims for their whole life and they want to blame the white man or they want to blame the system for their circumstance, nah, you just a loser, bro. You a loser ass motherfucker. You a player two nigga. That's what you are. You a player two ass motherfucker. Always need some assistance. Always need player one to come in first in order for you to be able to hit the start button and join the game. You a player two. That's all you are. Always need some help. Always needing for people to be able to tap in with you. Always need a connection. Always need somebody to give you an alley-oop. Always need a reference. When you gonna provide some opportunity for somebody else? When's somebody gonna be able to call you and say, hey fam, can you help me out? Y'all always need a leg up, always need a handout, always want reparations, always want somebody to come back and save you. Player two, That's what you are. I'm going to call some of y'all suckers player two from now on. The next time that y'all call up on my panel and y'all continue to whine and complain about what's going on in your life, I'm going to call you player two. Always need somebody to help you, Luigi. You Luigi. That's all you are. You a plumber. Player two plumber. Always wearing green. Need your chick to take care of you. Hey, babe, can you lend me a little something? Can you help me out? Undependable. Can't help nobody. Ain't never had a bag. All your life then begged. When somebody going to be able to ask you for a job, an opportunity? When somebody going to be able to get a leg up? When you going to plot a path for somebody else? You always saying that stupid success leaves clues. When you going to leave a clue? Why everybody got to be the trailblazer for you? Hey, man, they got these new grants available. When you going to give a scholarship? Kids is depressed, knowing they got to take out student loans when they go somewhere. Ain't got two nickels to rub together and got the nerve to sit there and have a conversation about what it is that somebody else is doing. I can't believe y'all even out here pocket watching. You can't be broke and pocket watching at the same time. I don't want to pocket watch. I want to compare. I want to compare and contrast. I'm not interested in talking to nobody and trying to figure out how much money they're getting. I'm trying to figure out how I can share what it is that I got with you. You can share what it is that I got, what you got with me, and we can figure out how to get a bigger bag together. I don't want to hang out with broke people no more. I only want to be around people that got money, that's equally yoked. Being equally yoked is also outside of your relationship. It's all relationships. It's the circle that you keep. Money begets money. Broke begets broke. And cry. Player two. Sitting at the crib. And then got the nerve to turn the video games on.